I've been really surprised at how many people who listen to this podcast have reached out to me about having me speak at their events. I love that. And here's why. Over the last 13 years, I've had the honor to help hundreds of companies like Nissan, Walmart, Microsoft, and Comedy Central at events around the world. And during that time, I've developed three big goals for your event. Number one, I want to slingshot your audience into the best year they've ever had. Whether I'm opening, closing, or somewhere in the middle of the event, I want to launch everyone out of that room with actionable, memorable things that they can apply to their work and lives immediately. Number two, my second goal, I want the sound team engaged and laughing. The sound team has heard it all. They have. And if I can make them laugh and learn along the way, the audience is going to absolutely love the keynote. And number three, my third goal, I want you to get text messages during the keynote. My favorite sentence to hear from you after I speak is, "John, my phone was blowing up during your keynote." I'm there to make you look like a rock star, not me. If your boss texts you during my speech and compliments you on how well the event is going, then I know I've done my job. Whether it's virtual or live, 10,000 people in an arena, or 15 sales team members on WebEx or Zoom or Microsoft Teams, I'd love to help you with your next event. Fill out the quick form at acuff.me/speaking to check my availability. That's acuff, acuff.me/speaking. Hey everyone, and welcome to the All It Takes to Gold podcast. If you're new around here, maybe you are. Maybe you saw me at an event and you're like, I like the cut of that guy's jib. I'm going to check out his podcast. If you're new around here, I'm a late bloomer who discovered the power of goals in his mid-30s. Now I'm on a furious mission to create the accelerators I wish I had in my 20s. I'm your host, John Acuff, and today we're talking about how to fix every distraction with just 12 words. Anybody else feel distracted? Anyone here already pause this podcast to go do something else with your magical phone, computer, like life device? Yeah, we're all very distracted. We're going to talk about that today. I'm going to help you fix that with just 12 words. Recently, I told a friend I was very busy. I said, "I'm just so busy. I've got so much to do. I'm so busy." Then I looked at my screen time on my phone and I knew immediately that I am a liar. And I think I just said screen time, and I might call it that from here on out, not just screen time, scream time, because that's what I did when I saw it. Here's what I found when I looked at it. I spent 13 hours on Instagram last week. 13 hours. The first crazy thing, because there's a list, there's always a list, is that I don't even really remember any of it. If you asked me to guess how many hours I spent on Instagram last week, I might have said, I don't know, 4, 5, maybe even 6. I would have been off by half. The second crazy thing is that if a social media company tried to hire me, like if they wrote me an email, if they contacted me through a recruiter, if they hit me up on LinkedIn, whatever, and they said, "Hey, we'd like to hire you for $0 per hour," I would have laughed in their digital face. Imagine if Instagram said to you, "So we'd like you to work 2 hours per day next week, and we're not going to pay you anything. And in fact, during every shift, we're going to sell you products with the most intelligent sales process ever designed. Would you take that job? Would you do that? I mean, would you go, wait a second. I get to work for free. And in addition to giving you my time, I might also give you my money. Sign me up. I just got a new job at a social media company. Wow." Now, the pushback to this statement, this kind of setup is, yeah. Okay, sure, John, you're not getting paid by Instagram technically, but you like doing it. I mean, you don't get paid when you run or when you put together a Lego set. It's just a hobby. It's just an amusement. There's some truth to that, I suppose, but there's one glaring problem with that idea. Hobbies give me joy. Hobbies give me joy. When I've spent 90 minutes scrolling mindlessly on Instagram, especially when I promise myself, I'm just going to look for a few minutes, just a quick break between projects, just a few minutes. When I've spent 90 minutes scrolling, I don't walk away feeling refreshed. Have you ever binged social media? Did you feel better after? Did you feel renewed? Were you bouncing with endorphins and filled with hope for the future? I mean, that's how I feel after a good run. That hobby fuels the rest of my day. After writing, I feel more at ease. Like, I feel like I've removed all these words that are galloping in my head and I've calmed them down on a blank piece of paper. Even a simple Lego set gives me a burst of purpose because I can see the progress I've made. My two hands did that. Hooray! A Porsche 911. But that's not how I feel with social media. It doesn't give me that sense, that experience. It's rife with comparison. It's covered in insecurity, and it's the shallowest of all dopamine hits. I don't know anyone who would say social media is as good for you as running, gardening, golf, knitting, or any other hobby. In summary, let's go right back to a list because I love a list. Number one, I'm not getting paid. Number two, I don't particularly enjoy it. Number three, it's a mall that's desperately trying to take all my money. And number four, it's ground zero for comparison and insecurity. Those four attributes of social media are bad enough. And we haven't even asked the biggest question. Here's the biggest question. Can you imagine what I could have done with 13 hours a week? Can you imagine what I could do with 13 hours? Depending on the book, it takes me about 500 to 700 hours to finish a manuscript. If you do the math, 13 hours per week times 52 weeks, you get 676 hours. What does Instagram cost me every year? A book. I could write an additional book every year if I wasn't screwing around on Instagram. That is an expensive habit, my friends. I wonder what it's costing you. Like, let's just pretend. Let's say you get paid $25 per hour and you spend 12 hours a week on social media. You just spent $300 worth of time. Have you ever purchased an app that costs $300? I haven't. I mean, I balk if they want $1.99. If they're like, hey, it's $1.99 to use this app, I'm like, what am I made of money? What am I, Richie Rich? What is this, Silver Spoons? Never mind $300 per week. If you had to send Instagram $300 every week, you would not use it the same way. So knowing all of this, because we've heard arguments again and again and again about social media and you should take digital fast, you should be more deliberate. We've talked about it so often. What's the solution, right? I mean, what's the solution? I feel like this is the part of the podcast where I pitch you on the many understated benefits of the Amish lifestyle. Oh, what? You're too good for a buggy? Or maybe this is when I tell you, you should move to Alaska. Have you thought about moving to Alaska? I think that everyone in Alaska, based on YouTube, feels like everyone in Alaska now has a YouTube channel about Alaska, and they have cool dogs and like an off-road vehicle and they have a drone and they have like swampy land and they make amazing, amazing YouTube clips. Is that what I'm supposed to do now? Like to just say like, get off it, go off the grid? That brings up the big question. How do we live in a social media driven world in a reasonable way? The answer can't be live in a cave. The answer can't be throw your phone away. The answer can't be just use the yellow pages. Like get really into the yellow. Instead of Google, use the yellow pages. I agree. And I actually have a better idea. It's just 12 words. As I promised, here are the 12 words. Do less of what you like and more of what you love. Do less of what you like and more of what you love. That's the key to every single distraction in your life. Here's why it works. It doesn't say never do Instagram. You could try the cold turkey approach. That might be necessary if it's that unhealthy for you. But I can't do that. For one thing, it's part of my business. I want you to follow me on Instagram. Hint, hint, I'm at John Acuff, J-O-N-A-C-U-F-F. Make sure you get that second F in there. And I do my best to create great content. For another thing, Instagram is actually a great connection point with my kids. One of our favorite things to do is DM each other ridiculous reels. My oldest daughter, Ellie, tends to send me bird videos. And my youngest daughter, McCray, sends me ski memes. Ellie is also spending the semester in London. And if I'm not on Instagram, I will miss all her stories and her photos. It's a connection point that I don't want to close off. So the solution for me isn't don't use Instagram. The solution is use it less. But that's only half of it. The second half is do more of what you love. I like Netflix. I do. But I love holding a book I wrote in my hands. I like Instagram. I do. But I love the endorphins and stress relief I get from a run around the neighborhood. I like TV shows. But I love going on a hike and reconnecting with my wife at the end of the day. Instagram is a like for me, not a love for me. And that's perfect. That's where it belongs. We're not breaking up. Like, please, Instagram, don't hear this as a breakup letter. This isn't a Dear John letter. It's not. We're just going to see each other less. I like it, but I don't love it. And the loves in my life need to get the first shot at my time and my attention and my energy and my creativity. That's what I'm saying. They need the first shot. I'm not going Amish, I promise. I'm just thinking a lot more about what I like versus what I love. Don't let short-term likes hold you back from long-term loves. Let me say that again. Don't let short-term likes hold you back from long-term loves. Now, if you need a little help figuring out what you really love, because maybe that's your question. Maybe you hear this and go, yeah, John, part of the reason I use Instagram, or part of the reason I watch so much Netflix, or part of the reason I do all these distracting things is I don't know what I love. Like, that question can be intimidating. When somebody says, like, what's your big dream? What's your audacious goal? What's your life plan? Maybe you're like me. That question has a lot of pressure associated with it because you think, I should know. I should have an answer. I should have that figured out. I'm 48. I don't have that perfectly figured out yet. I promise you, you don't have to have it perfectly figured out. But if you want a little help in figuring it out, read chapter 2 of my book, All It Takes Is a Goal. There's an exercise in those pages that is the sneakiest, easiest way to figure out a life plan. It is going to show you what you really care about in such an easy, fun way. I relate it, or I connect it to, like, those posters. Do you remember those posters in the 90s, if you're my age, where they were 3D printed and you'd stare at it? And if you stared at it long enough and you were kind of looked at it out of focus, like a sailboat with a unicorn would emerge. That's what this exercise is like. It's in chapter 2 of All It Takes Is a Goal. I think you're going to absolutely love it. But if you don't see the book, at least remember this. Do less of what you like. Do more of what you love. And don't ever take a free job working for a social media company that's going to pay you $0 and expects you to be available at all hours of the day. If Instagram called you and was like, hey, not only do we need you to work, but if you could work from like 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., that would be great. We would never do that, but we do the same thing when we grab our phone and we go to bed and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. Don't do that. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We'll put all the links in the show notes as always. And thank you for reviewing my podcast. The reviews you write are super encouraging. Here's one I saw recently from Joey Hernandez from Syracuse, New York. I've been to Syracuse. Titled it, Feeling Good Like I Should. I absolutely love John Acuff in this podcast. Simply put, if you need a reminder of how to be the best version of yourself, take a moment and listen. Your mindset and world around you will change. Thanks for saying that, Joey. I really appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe or follow or whatever it is the kids are saying these days, and please write a review. I'll see you next week. And remember, all it takes is a goal.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast and to get access to today's show notes and exclusive content from John Acuff, visit acuff.me/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast.
I've been really surprised at how many people who listen to this podcast have reached out to me about having me speak at their events. I love that. And here's why. Over the last 13 years, I've had the honor to help hundreds of companies like Nissan, Walmart, Microsoft, and Comedy Central at events around the world. And during that time, I've developed three big goals for your event. Number one, I want to slingshot your audience into the best year they've ever had. Whether I'm opening, closing, or somewhere in the middle of the event, I want to launch everyone out of that room with actionable, memorable things that they can apply to their work and lives immediately. Number two, my second goal, I want the sound team engaged and laughing. The sound team has heard it all. They have. And if I can make them laugh and learn along the way, the audience is going to absolutely love the keynote. And number three, my third goal, I want you to get text messages during the keynote. My favorite sentence to hear from you after I speak is, John, my phone was blowing up during your keynote. I'm there to make you look like a rock star, not me. If your boss texts you during my speech and compliments you on how well the event is going, then I know I've done my job. Whether it's virtual or live, 10,000 people in an arena, or 15 sales team members on WebEx or Zoom or Microsoft Teams, I'd love to help you with your next event. Fill out the quick form at acuff.me/speaking to check my availability. That's acuff, A-C-U-F-F.me/speaking.